I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The Karamoja region of Uganda is facing its worst famine in decades. Drought plays a big part, but it's made worse by supply chain issues and conflict. The Karamojong people are pastoralists, not farmers, and they don't often accept help from outsiders. Mark Lucky with Every Child Ministry says by building relationships, they've introduced a program to the Karamojong called Farming God's Way.
We have, 120 farming units who are using these methods, and the results have been good. Like, if you use proper farming methods, you can grow food even if you don't have a lot of water.
By introducing farming and leading people to Jesus, Every Child Ministries is having an impact on both the famine and conflict in the region. Please pray for all Karamojong people of Uganda to know abundant life in Christ. The Voice of the Martyrs Korea is sharing the gospel with North Korean workers who currently can't return home. Pre-COVID, North Korea would allow a select few of its citizens to travel abroad for work. However, in a podcast with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, VOM Korea's Eric Foley explains.
North Korea has closed its borders since the beginning of the coronavirus. They haven't allowed their workers to return. That means that for now 3 years, workers have been stuck in Mongolia, China, Southeast Asia, even Eastern Europe. Bad for them on the one hand, good for them from an eternal perspective, because it's given us 3 years of time to share the gospel with them and do discipleship. As of December 2021, about 8% of North Koreans had seen a Bible with their own eyes. That's a staggering number. It's upwards of 2 million.
Please pray for new Korean believers to grow deep roots of faith before they potentially go home to reach others with the gospel. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.